Hello, Sylvia Hartley again, and this one is called I'm Glad It's All Over. Hey, I'm glad it's all over, all that goodwill and planning. I'm fed up of it. Did I enjoy it? I'll tell you in a month, when I've recovered. Our Maureen brought a new fella, Brian. Bri. Nothing wrong with that, except she never thought to tell me he was vegan. After looking in my kitchen, he washed a pan, did himself some sprouts and carrots, and then he washed a plate and a knife and a fork. All this time I was trying to do me roasts and me parsnips. And what did our Maureen do? Just smiled as she knocked back me Croft original. Martin's mum was staying over, so Ella had to move in with Katie. That caused ructions, even though we'd borrowed a bloke bed. Talk about a third world war over makeup and who'd messed with whose eyeshadow. I found myself promising all sorts of things if they'd just shut up and be pleasant. I really like the kitchen to myself when I'm cooking. I can't get on when folks are trying to help. I'm okay, I tell them. It was bad enough with Maureen's bloke, Bri, flitting in and out. But when Martin's mum, Eileen, appeared in the usual floral dress, you know, like walking wallpaper, watching me every move, I succumbed to my first G&T. I poured her one as well and told her to sit in the room. I got Martin to hide me Croft and give Maureen tonic water. She was what you might call a bit merry and was calling for Bri, who was guarding his food. Come in here, precious, he shouted as Katie and Ella giggled. Yuck. Well, she tottered in and flung her arms round him. I had to grab me chocolate trifle and move it. I shoved it in the fridge. Finish that later. So it was another G&T for me. And the girls gave the grandma one as well. Was that her second or a third? I told Martin to sit his mother down away from the table. She was messing with me serviettes and I'd spent ages folding them like crowns. I'd seen someone do it on Facebook. I'm not really certain when Eileen tripped over Bri's man bag because I was in the kitchen. I know Martin had carved the turkey and I was dishing up. Anyway, there was this awful crash. I dropped my parsnips in the sink and I ran into the room and there was Eileen on the floor with me tablecloth and cutlery. Oh my God, I screamed. There was blood everywhere. We tried to sit her up to find out where she was bleeding, but she was spark out. Bri abandoned his veg and put her on a side. Recovery position, he told us. Trust him to know what to do. Martin died 999. I held my tablecloth over this gash on her forehead. Her arm was at a funny angle, I noticed. We all looked, but nobody dared touch it. Oh, she were groaning something shocking when the paramedics arrived. Now then, love, been having a party, have you? She managed a sort of smile and barely flinched when they cut the sleeve of her dress. Katie burst into tears. Grandma's Christmas dress. And even Ella bit her lip. That dress is Christmas, she whispered to me. And you know, I felt tears rolling down my cheeks. I think I'll have to stop the gin and stick to wine. She were right, though. It wasn't Christmas without Eileen and the wallpaper dress. To cut a long story short, Eileen ended up having an op on her arm and was in hospital a few days. Queen of the wart she was. Back home, Maureen, Bri and the girls had cleared up the mess. Bri ate his sprouts and we had a turkey sandwich. We were just having a cuppa when me dad rang to say that him and mum had had a right boring time at me brother's. Bet it was a bit more lively at your place. Our Steve says we're coming to you next year.